rising from the wavelets like a fat and angry Venus.
The lady first, of course.
He turned to Granny, who was fishing around in the water.
I've lost my hat, she said.
Cutangle sighed.
Does that really matter at a time like this?
A witch has got to have a hat, otherwise who's to know, said Granny.
She made a grab as something dark and sodden drifted by, cackled triumphantly, tipped out the water and rammed the hat on her head. It had lost its stiffening and flopped rather rakishly over one eye.
Right,
she said, in a tone of voice that suggested the whole universe had just better watch out. There was another brilliant flash of lightning, which shows that even the weather gods have a well-developed sense of theatre.
It rather suits you, said Cutangle.
Excuse me, said Treacle, but isn't she the...
Never mind that, said
Cutangle, taking Granny's hand and helping her up the steps. He flourished the staff.
But it's against the law to allow women...
He stopped and stared as Granny reached out and touched the damp wall by the door. Cutangle tapped him on the chest.
Show me where it is written down,
said Cutangle.
They're in the library,
Granny interrupted.
It was the only dry place, said Treacle, but...
This building is frightened of thunderstorms, said Granny. It could do with comforting.
But the lore,
repeated Treacle desperately. Granny was already striding down the passage with Cutangle hopping along behind him. He turned.
You heard the lady,
he said. Treacle watched them go with his mouth hanging open. When their footsteps had died away in the distance, he stood silently for a moment, thinking about life and where his could have gone wrong. However, he wasn't going to be accused of disobedience. Very carefully, without knowing exactly why, he reached out and gave the wall a friendly pat. There, there, he said. Strangely enough, he felt a lot better. It occurred to Cutangle that he ought to lead the way in his own premises, but Granny in a hurry was no match for a near-terminal nicotine addict, and he kept up only by a sort of crabwise leaping.
It's this way,
he said, splashing through the puddles.
I know. The building told me.
Yes, I was meaning to ask you about that, said Cutangle, because, you see, it's never said anything to me, and I've lived here for years.
Have you ever listened to it?
Not exactly listened, no, Cutangle conceded. Not as such.
Well then,
said Granny, edging past a waterfall where the kitchen steps used to be. Mrs. Whitlow's washing would never be the same again.
I think it's up here and along the passage, isn't it?
She swept past a trio of astonished wizards, who were surprised by her and completely startled by her hat. Cutangle panted after her and caught her arm at the doors of the library.
Look, he said desperately. No offence, Miss... Mistress...
I think Esmeralda will suffice now. What with us having shared a broomstick and everything.
Can I go in front? It is my library,
he begged. Granny turned around, her face a mask of surprise. Then she smiled.
Of course. I'm so sorry.
For the look of the thing, you see,
said Cutangle apologetically. He pushed the door open. The library was full of wizards, who care about their books in the same way that ants care about their eggs, and in time of difficulty carry them around in much the same way. The water was getting in even here, and turning up in rather odd places because of the library's strange gravitational effects. All the lower shelves had been cleared, and relays of wizards and students were piling the volumes on every available table and dry shelf. The air was full of the sound of angry rustling pages, which almost drowned out the distant fury of the storm. This was obviously upsetting the librarian, who was scurrying from wizard to wizard, tugging ineffectually at their robes and shouting, "Ooh!" He spotted Cutangle and knuckled rapidly towards him. Granny had never seen an orangutan before, but wasn't about to admit it, and remained quite calm in the face of a small, pot-bellied man with extremely long arms and a size 12 skin on a size 8 body.
Ooh!
It explained.
Ooh! I expect so,
said Cutangle shortly, and grabbed the nearest wizard, who was tottering under